many young people want to leave this country in droves, as we have seen over the last 8 years? It's sad. It's sad that this country, that on the verge of 2009, when the NDC came to office, we had young people who were trooping back to this country from the US, UK, different parts of the world, because they saw hope of a country that was again looking towards building back. And unfortunately, over the last 8 years, we have seen nothing short of the collapse of the economy of this country and the loss of hope and the despair of our young people. Now, so we do know that the policies that are going to be unveiled today will begin to give you hope again. But the hope is not just in the policies. Because you know what? Anybody can have a policy. Anybody at all can have a policy. Over the last 8 years, we have seen policies that have been unveiled. How many of you remember NAPCO? What has happened to that? Because it was nothing but a scam and 419 policy. It was a policy that was designed just for votes. The difference between us and them is that we think about policy first for progress before votes. Our policies are meant for progress before votes. So when they think about power, we think about progress. And that is the difference between a party that cares and a party that only wants votes for the sake of votes. In John Dramani Mahama and the NDC, you are finding a leader of a political party that is not perfect, but a leader of a political party that has credibility and that wants to put the progress of our nation at number one. So these are policies that you can trust, as opposed to policies that are simply put out there in order to deceive you for your vote, and as soon as the vote is obtained, you are forgotten about. The young people of Ghana, we do not believe that our policies alone are going to deliver heaven. But what John Dramani Mahama is going to do is to reach out to you in a partnership, trusting that your creativity, your capacity to find your own answers, together with the policies we bring, are the means by which the transformation of our country can truly begin. So we want to thank you for this opportunity to reach out to all of you in your homes, in your workplaces, wherever you may be, asking you to give an opportunity for the flagbearer of this great party to reach out to you with detailed policies that you can trust. Policies that mean well for Ghana. Policies that are not just telling you things for the sake of power, but telling you things truly for the sake of progress. So I want to thank you once more for the opportunity. And once again, Pablo and your team, thank you for this great opportunity. God bless.
Then my country will be better. Under the audience of a government that promised the future. I know I am too young to ask why, but who among the elders in the boardroom debate our future? I have written these dreams on the walls of hope, but to what end are these achievable in a country run down to the bottomless pit by the government of the day? Standing at the crossroad of hopelessness, jobless and helpless, watching my daily struggles go unrewarded because there is a group of people joking with our future, breaks my heart. I have lost count of how many times the government promised to create jobs, but my friends and I are still struggling to make ends meet. I was promised a better life, but they delivered hardship. We were promised jobs, but they gave us unemployment. They promised us hope, but they took away our dignity. Let me tell you my story. Getting admission to the university looks like a success story, but the letters of rejection and the rhythm silence of the school looks like a punch on my future. This reality exposes the government's failure to provide sustainable opportunities for its youth. Their inability to create jobs and stimulate economic growth has left many young people like me in limbo. Stories like mine are a testament to the government's failure to deliver on its mandate. So sometimes I ask, is this really the Ghana I want?
I'm a young person, and it is now unbearable to survive in this country due to the economic hardship. As a young girl as I am, living in this country is now unbearable.
Talk about the E-levy. We all know COVID-19 was some years back, but we are still being taxed for COVID-19 and all that. But I feel like they should care about the people, physically, that. So this is not the Ghana I want.
The type of Ghana I find myself in is today, when you ask for something, but the next minute you turn and come back, the price has increased. Everything is not going on well. The country has been messed up.
But it's never my own babunu there. They say I'm babunu there, bread or street in it. Because I buy no money and fee buy. Because street in it. Yeah, you go, you go. Turn, turn, you make a car, car, car. You turn into. You go and achina, you turn. Adi chase. I'm a bread.
I'm the same coming from school, but now I see an issue. Nobody has can number you. So now baby, I'm showing you so. Now baby, I'm only in some parking from a modem. Now I'm on the same way there. I'm using some other. I'm now in some more than a
minute. I can see this is just 1 liter plan number 15 cedis. And I want to also 17 cedis. Never more a day.
We the youth, we are suffering much. Me like this, I completed SS, but I have no support to go further. So I'm here that I'm doing some work so that I will earn something to feed myself small soon.
Enyo bi afese obet na Ghana awon yejuma bi awo. Enyo bi afese so obekwa ko bokro no. Ayejuma na eni won ti na mafo bebrebe no omukwa bokro no.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The luckiest. Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest. Luck is everywhere. Nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
East, west, north, south, Obiame to be.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Accra to Paga.
Let's go.
The luckiest. Luck is everywhere.
You could be the luckiest.
Water is life. Sanitation is dignity. Climate change threatens both. Join Joy News, WaterAid, and the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area Sanitation and Water Project as we host a national dialogue on climate resilient, safe, and sustainable wash services delivery. Hear from political leaders on their plans to prioritize WASH in our national agenda. Be a part of the dialogue and let's chart a path towards prioritizing WASH in our national development agenda as we approach election 2024. Together, let's ensure a sustainable and resilient future for all. The date, 13th of August 2024. The time, 4 p.m. Venue, Nat Hall in Accra. It will be live on Joy 99.7 FM, Joy News, and around the world on myjoyonline.com, as well as our social media platforms. Join us. Be the change. Watch Dialogue 2024.
Joy 99.7 FM.
And then you ain't kind of difference room. Just say the animal being compared.
It makes a plenty of people say no fit the land work because of how hardship they. Everybody wants quick money. Because the person who can't learn work from you, they live if you know if you work out. No if you think to give us a chop, no they go chop. If they find quick money, they let the kids plenty day town inside. But hopefully say things will become better.
The fuel prices go up.
Nanina complaining. If it's a coming a lolly, say lolly, in your mahangi, because Yabusu can a hangi or me. Engi, resign over, Engi, it's 30,000. We can't afford it now. First of all, waiting a boy's food. You even reset the guy come back, but because of system on a pay hard or. But I know now I'm a casino. The reset to come at 4 Naji. I can't have pay shoddy work. I have pay a comfort work. Now man has can I go to queen. Because as well as a casino, because of the system or economy or a pay hard.
This is not the type of Ghana that I want.
Well, currently, no. I don't think Ghana right now can make my plans after school happen. But we are hoping to see a better Ghana.
The type of Ghana I would want to see as a youth is one that our voices are going to be heard, and one in which the leaders truly care about us, the citizens.
In the Ghana I want to see the youth being heard, unemployment rates being dropped, and a lower cost of living.
What I do, I hope in Ghana.
So what are we doing as a youth? This is not the Ghana I want. This is not the Ghana that you want. It is time for change. We need to change the current situation of Ghana. And if this is to be done, it is because of you and I, the decision that we will take this year to ensure that the Ghana that our forefathers promised us is what we are enjoying.
We do not ask for much. We simply ask our government to do right by us. A working healthcare system, an economy where we can earn a living wage, quality education and access to higher learning. Opportunities and access not defined by what we look like or where we come from. That is the Ghana we want. We were raised to love this country. We simply ask that this country love us back and make us feel seen. So while we live, we hope this country will work again.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM.
If you're suffering from conditions like arthritis, autoimmune diseases, stroke, diabetes, viral infections, knee, body, skeletal pain and more, at German Ozone Medical Center, your well-being is our top priority. With skilled professionals and top-notch services, we offer a wide range of ozone therapy services, including IV therapy, steam ozone sauna and gas injection therapy. Additionally, we provide ozone beauty treatments like PRP facials, microneedling, and comprehensive dental services, including digital Hollywood zirconia, clear aligners, and implants. We are conveniently located at Abelinkwe Junction, opposite Allied Heights. Call us now on 0550-242222 or 0550-252222.
German Ozone Medical Center, alternative therapy, dental, beauty, and wellness.
Let go of the overpriced land, home ownership and furnishing deals. Get the best deals for all your housing needs at one place. Visit the Ecobank Joy News Mini Fair at Good Park, Accra Mall from 30th of August till the 1st of September 2024. The fair is open from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. daily and admission is free. Be there to engage with various stakeholders in the housing value chain for your home ownership needs. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home. The Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is in partnership with Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and powered by the Plan City Extension Project from Citizen Habitats, Rent to Own, and sponsored by Elegant Homes, where quality meets value, safety and home solutions. You think of a door, we have it. G&J Technical Services, G&J, the Generator People, DevTracker Woodlands, a master-planned gated city, DPS Pipes, connecting you to life, Home World Building Supplies, let's build together. Global Lighting, your solution to quality lighting. Superlog, you deserve the best. Everlast UPVC Windows and Doors, the right choice for windows and doors. Syntex Tank, Aya Strong, Aya Tough. Less Fortune Limited, Curtains Pap Pepe, luxuriously perfect. DBS Roofing Industry, your roof expert. Virtual Security, complete security solution. Yobain Security Doors, protecting lives and properties. And Clifton Homes, beautiful homes, wise investment. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home.
If home is where the heart is, then let's go home, shall we? Let's go where the entertainment is. Where the passion is. Where the laughter is. And sometimes, even the tears too. Let's go where we feel safe enough to share our opinions.
And send tweets.
Where we do that embarrassing little dance to our favorite song. Let's go home, where the love, the care, and the joy live.
There's no place like home. Connect your home to super fast internet with affordable data bundles from MTN Home. Visit broadband.mtn.com.gh or your My MTN app to sign up today. MTN.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The Ghana Connect train arrives at Accra. This time we focus on the Citizens' Manifesto. How much of their priority needs and issues have been captured in the manifestos of the political parties? How citizen-centered are the MPP and NDC's manifestos in particular? Make a date with Send Ghana and Joy News as we engage constituents to discuss the Citizens' Social Sector Manifesto.
When you come to the grounds, you see that things are not working well, but they are not telling us the truth.
they have to include us in their manifestos that private school free SHS will also enjoy it.
Catch the live broadcast on Joy News, Joy 99.7 FM, and across the world at myjoyonline.com and all our social media platforms. Date, Thursday, the 15th of August, 2024. Time, 10 a.m., venue, Osu Presby Hall, Accra. Come, let's engage on influencing political party manifestos ahead of the December 7 polls on Ghana Connect Town Hall, the Accra edition.
Download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy. Yeah. Oh yeah, download it. You gon' enjoy it. In my Birmingham chain, come make a download them for you. 'Cause you can pay bills, you can buy credit, you can pay school fees, even dress tights with the Apple. Transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan MP, express cash, all at your fingertips with the EcoBank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with EcoBank. Kim promise.
Joy 99.7 FM.
PSA, at the launch of the 2024 NDC Youth Manifesto, themed Empowering Tomorrow, Voices of the Future. Earlier, you heard the General Secretary of the NDC, Fifi Kwete, after which we showed you a video documentary titled Voices of the Future, where young people themselves spoke to us about their reality. We are going now into the meat of the matter. I'd like to quickly add that we're also streaming live and showing live on Pan-African Television as well as GH1 TV. The Okada Riders Executives, are you in the house? Okada Riders Executives, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, yes. And we also have the NDC Professional Forum. Who said the sea cannot be bent? Who said the sea cannot be bent? Let's acknowledge the man of the moment, Basin Tale. And some highlights from the manifesto. Please bear with us. We have quite a lot to share with you today. So I'm going to call on the first speaker who will be giving us the highlights. And just to remind you that we still have a number of acknowledgements to do, and we will do them in the course of the program. Please bear with us. So, what exactly is the pledge? What is the promise? What is the pursuit? We are going to hear these highlights from our 2024 Youth Manifesto. To speak first on the topic, youth entrepreneurship and skills development, agriculture and agribusiness, is a former SRC president of Legon, a lawyer, an entrepreneur, a Harvard Kennedy School graduate, a co-chair Africa Caucus at Harvard, and founder CEO of an agribusiness company. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready, please welcome Mr. Edmond Kombat with a round of applause.
Mr. President, Your Excellency, former President of the Republic of Ghana, and God willing,
incoming president, 7th January 2025. Our vice presidential candidate, the ethically well-trained, culturally sensitive, historically prudent, Professor Jeinana Opoku-Adjuma. Mr. President, with your permission, I want to stand on the existing protocols to proceed with my presentation. Originally, I wanted to present a tale of two countries, comparing Ghana to that of Thailand, and to be able to contextualize what President Mahama and the NDC is going to do that is different compared to what has happened historically. So one of the things I'm going to talk on is youth entrepreneurship and skills development. If you look at the case of Ghana and Thailand, around 1962, we had almost similar per capita income. Ghana focused a lot on theoretical education, and over a period of time, we have done well. We've had a lot of the masters, the PhD, but in terms of economic development, Thailand has gone up and we have gone down. President Mahama, with the experience that he has, wants to change that. So what he wants to do is to focus on skill development. And the first thing he wants to do is a program he's initiating called the Ejumawura program. This program is going to ensure that every year, every 12 months, 10,000 businesses are established by young people. 10,000 businesses. Not 10,000 jobs, but 10,000 businesses. And these businesses will be made to employ at least between 20 to 50 people over the 4-year period. So with the first year in 2025, at the end of that year, we will have approximately 500,000 jobs. And over a 4-year period, it will go to 2 million. In order to do that, President Mahama is going to establish a national apprenticeship program in each district where he's going to set up business services. And he's going to have a lot of people to teach young businesses to learn how to do big bookkeeping, to learn how to manage, to learn how to run a business, to learn how to file GRA forms that are needed so that they can be mentored to build businesses. And then, from raw materials, they can move to a value addition. So that's the first thing that he's going to do. There'll be a national apprenticeship program. And added to that, one of the problems that we young people have when we start business is that we are told by the banks that we are not credit worthy. President Mahama is going to have a database where our businesses and our experiences are kept inside. And then it is linked to the national credit system so that we can be appraised over a period of time. And then the government intends to make sure that over a long period of time, we are allowed to be able to grow our businesses and become the Dangotes of tomorrow. Another thing that President Mahama wants to do is to establish a youth microcredit institution with a seed fund of 750 million Ghana cedis. It's going to be in the form of a grant, easy access for you and me to be able to start our businesses. And then it's also going to have youth innovation and industrial parks in all the districts across the country. But one of the things that even interests me and makes me, you know, grateful to be standing here is that I was born and raised in a small village in the Northeast region. I'm from Bunkrugu. So most of the documentaries that were shared here, I saw myself there growing up. What President Mahama wants to do is things that is going to touch people like me and people like me who are in the audience and who are watching virtually. And one of the key things is that he's going to invest a lot in agriculture. And if you iterate the numbers, he's going to create about 2.5 million jobs. And these are the facts. So what he's going to do, President Mahama and the NDC has identified that as young people, when we go into agriculture, we have problems getting land because of the land tenure system. He's going to use the force of government to work with our chiefs to get lands and divide it into agroecological zones across the country and give us the opportunity to be able to farm. So we will no longer go through the hassle of accessing lands because the government will do that. And on top of that, you have farm services companies who will be in each of the districts.